This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. To understand the history of UNR, you'd have to go back quite a few years. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
The University of Nevada in Reno looks pretty good for its age. This year marks its 150th anniversary. You can trace the university's origins to 1862. That year, a congressman from Vermont, Justin Morrill, introduced the Land-Grant College Act. The goal was to enhance higher education in the United States, but Morrill and his fellow Republicans also wanted to expand knowledge in certain areas, so they came up with a deal. Each state would get 30,000 acres of public land per member of Congress. In that case, even the smallest state, like Nevada, would receive 90,000 acres. The bill passed, and President Abraham Lincoln signed it. The state could use the land or sell it to create a land-grant college, without excluding other scientific and classical studies, including military tactics, to teach such branches of learning as are related to agriculture and the mechanic arts. The first state to go along with this plan was Iowa, which expanded an existing school into what today is known as Iowa State University. The first totally new college was Kansas State. The land-grant colleges and universities concentrated on teaching technology and new techniques in farming. Technology also included mining, and by 1873, the year of the Big Bonanza in Virginia City, Nevada, Nevada's governor was Lewis R. Bradley, a rancho from Elko. Bradley and the legislature decided to take advantage of the Morrill Act and create an institution for Nevada. The mechanical art it would focus on would be mining. On October 12, 1874, the University Preparatory School opened in Elko with 7 students. They had a bell that rang to notify them it was time for class. The bell was later moved to Reno along with the school, which had been renamed Nevada State University in 1881. Classes began in 1886 in Morrill Hall, now the oldest building on the UNR campus, with 35 students. Enrollment wouldn't pass 1,000 until 1936, when Nevada's population was about 100,000. By then, it had become the University of Nevada. In the early years, it was a smaller campus with fewer faculty and students, but it had its share of legendary figures. Its first new faculty member and librarian in Reno was Hannah Clapp, who founded Nevada's first private school. Joseph Stubbs was president for 20 years, and started extension work in rural areas and pushed for more high schools to train future university students. James Church taught classics and fine arts, but he became a pioneer in snow science during his association with the university, which spanned more than 60 years. James Scougam taught engineering and became a dean, which must have been great training for him to serve later as governor, congressman, and senator, the only Nevadan ever to hold all three offices. One of the first history professors, Ann Martin, later made history as a woman suffragist and United States Senate candidate. Walter Clark served as president for 20 years, and later his son joined the faculty. Walter Van Tilburg Clark wrote The Oxbow Incident and the finest novel of Reno, The City of Trembling Leaves, in addition to editing the diaries of Alf Doten, a Comstock journalist. His grandson, Jim Santini, later served in Congress for 4 terms as Nevada's lone member. There's a lot more to the history of the University of Nevada, Reno, and we'll have more on that next time. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green, and is supported by Nevada Humanities.